Is the word true?
Yes.
If you do it, does it work for you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the deal. Mm-hmm. Say, that's the deal.
That's the deal.
And they probably don't, they should tell people that when they become believers, that you have to do the word for it to be effective for you, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to talk about today. Anyway, so Acts chapter 10. Mm-hmm. Ooh, glory be to God forever. You there? Let's pray, Holy Ghost, to worship you. I thank you that you are God in the earth today. We can walk with you by saying words. I ask you to open the eyes of people that they may be able to hear and see and know how to go forwards with you in the earth, in their life, and not be held back, but to go forwards in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to go forwards. So Acts chapter 10, and then let's look at verse 34. Acts chapter 10 verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Are you here? Is that good news or bad news?
That's good news.
That's good news, because what he'll do for one, he'll do for another.
Yes.
Right? What he did for somebody else, he'll do for me. What he says in his word, he will do for me, regardless of who I am or how I was brought up.
That's right?
Right? As long as I do what the word says. So Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God, now who are we talking about specifically in our day and age?
The Holy Ghost
is God in the earth today, right? So God, I perceive that God the Holy Ghost is no respecter of persons. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. But in every nation, say every nation.
Every.
What does that mean? It only applies to America? No, it applies to every nation as long as you're on earth, right? Every nation, he that fears him. They fears him.
Fears.
Now fears, you could put the word worship in there, or reverence. The word reverence is really what they'll use in a lot of other translations. The reverence simply means to worship. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So he that worships him, the Holy Ghost, and say and works righteousness is accepted with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two things. You gotta fear the Holy Ghost, meaning you gotta worship him, and work righteousness. Well, what do we know? We're not gonna get into too much of that today, but what is working righteousness? But saying what God says.
Mm-hmm.
So if I worship the Holy Ghost and I say what God says, the righteousness of faith says, mm-hmm. right? What's it say? It says the word. That's in Romans chapter 10. Right? So you're going to work righteousness by saying, if you worship him and you work righteousness by saying, are you still here?
Yeah.
I think you fell asleep.
No.
What does it mean? You're accepted with him, meaning he's pleased by you.
Mm-hmm.
I worship him and I work righteousness. He's pleased by me. I'm accepted with him. All right. Are you here?
Yes.
Now I'm going to give you the name of this message, and some people won't like it, and I'll have to describe it as we go on. But I called this Gaming the Holy Ghost. Gaming the Holy Ghost? Could you do that? See, a lot of the younger kids will know gaming, what gaming means, right? You know, a lot of us would think, you know, maybe gaming like a horse race or going to Vegas or something, or gaming it. But really, what we're talking about is playing this the right way to get the right results. You understand that?
Yes.
So when I'm saying gaming the Holy Ghost, I'm not saying we're trying to trick him into doing something that he doesn't want to do. I'm just saying we're going to learn, say learn.
Learn
how to work with the Holy Ghost to have the best results. He's God in the earth today, and you walk with him by saying words. Well, if you can learn a few things, then you'll be able to do it better than the next guy. Are you here?
Yes.
You've learned how to, well, you know, it's a game of the system. See, a lot of people, I've looked this up because I was concerned about that word, but it goes both ways. A lot of people, it has a negative connotation where they go, oh, you're gaming the system, that's bad. Or somebody else who's actually working the system, gaming the system, is getting a benefit out of it that the other people aren't.
Right.
Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
There's shortcuts. There's things you can do. Say there's shortcuts.
There's shortcuts.
There's things that I can do.
There's things that I can do.
that put me farther ahead with the Holy Ghost than someone who isn't using those shortcuts. You understand? That's what I mean by gaming the Holy Ghost. Sounds funny, but well, think about this verse of scripture we had. It said right here, he says, every nation, he that fears him or worships him and works righteousness is accepted with him. You could consider that gaming the Holy Ghost, right? You're worshiping him, you're speaking his words, then he does things for you that he doesn't do for other people. A couple weeks ago, the Holy Ghost said to me, I must have words to work with. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He has to have words to work with. If you're not saying words, he's got nothing to work with. Right? But if you are saying words, he can use those words to do things for you. That would be one trick of the trade. Well, you shouldn't be talking about tricks of the trade. We need the tricks. Mm-hmm. We need to understand how these things work, right? So, using the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, or worshiping the Holy Ghost, or knowing the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today, is a game. Have you ever heard of the game of life?
Yes.
So a lot of people be able to relate to this better if they think about it as a game. A lot of people do in the financial world. They'll think about it as a game and they're successful because they apply principles to it that make it work where other people don't. Mm-hmm. Walking with the Holy Ghost is a game where you and the Holy Ghost only are in the earth. It's a pretty good game. You got the odds are stacked against you already. It's you and God. See, a lot of people don't understand this. They think that it's you and Jesus and the Holy Ghost and a whole bunch of other things. No, this is a game where it's you. I want you to get this straight. It's just you and the Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Yes.
Your life, this is a game where you and the Holy Ghost only in the earth. And you've got to overcome obstacles. You've got to accomplish tasks. You see, this is a game. Mm-hmm. You've got to fulfill promises. You and the Holy Ghost. That's it. We always want to rely on somebody else. No, it comes down to you and the Holy Ghost. You understand? He's God in the earth today. Jesus isn't here. He's at the right hand of the Father. The Father's not here. He's at the right hand, left hand of the Father. He is the right hand, left hand of the Father. You understand? Mm-hmm. Who's with you? Holy Ghost, you. Well, it's a game where you and the Holy Ghost are in the earth, and you've got to overcome obstacles, accomplish tasks, fulfill promises, and complete missions. You get it? Mm-hmm. What if you don't do these things? What if you don't fulfill promises? Then you're a loser. Right? You didn't get that. There's promises of God. You didn't fulfill it. You and the Holy Ghost didn't fulfill it. So how do we go about this? This is a new reality that you live in. See, a lot of people aren't here yet. They need to get here. We didn't just get here by accident. We got here because Jesus brought us here. He sent the Holy Ghost, said he'd be with us. Are you here? Shouldn't have to go over this whole thing again. I wish I could just start from this ground where it's just you and the Holy Ghost. You're in the earth. Now you've got to accomplish tasks, fulfill promises, right? Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? And complete missions. Hosea 4:6, you can turn there if you want, I guess. It's right after Daniel, that's usually how I find it. Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Or another translation says perish. People perish, meaning they're not succeeding, they're not fulfilling the promise, they're not overcoming the obstacle, they're not accomplishing the task. Mm-hmm. They're not completing the mission. Are you here?
Yes.
Because why? According to this verse script, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge or a lack of know-how. They don't know how to do it. And look what he says, because thou hast rejected knowledge. So you have some people who do know how, but they've rejected it. They've stopped. They're not doing it. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt no more be priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of the of of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Is that good? No. So people are being set back, they're not accomplishing because they're lacking know-how, or they're just not doing what they know to do. Now, here we have, if we're considering this a game that we have to fulfill with the Holy Ghost, it's you and the Holy Ghost, we got to do things, we got to overcome things. Say overcome things.
Overcome
obstacles. Are you alive? This is what the world is. You're in the earth. How do we overcome the world? We'll get to a scripture that says that. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, right? So we have scriptures that show us how to do it. We have an owner's manual. You think about gamers, the ones who are the most successful at a game, like a computer game or any kind of game, are the ones who really know the rules. They know how it works. Right? My people are destroyed or perish because they lack know-how. Here we have an owner's manual, but the problem with just having the owner's manual, because everyone has it, is they don't know how to decipher it. You need a cipher to figure it out. Well, thankfully, we have the ability to speak in other tongues. We have the ability to worship the Holy Ghost. Say, worship the Holy Ghost.
Worship the Holy Ghost.
And when you do these things, he begins to unveil it to you. And you can see what you need to do. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 John. Do you want to be a success? Do you want to win at this game? Well, there's tricks of the trade. There's things that you need to learn how to do that other people don't do, and then you'll be successful. So 1 John 5, look at verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now you would think that this verse of scripture isn't even in here, because you have people that wish that they could overcome the world. They wish they could overcome the problem. They wish they could accomplish that mission.
Mm-hmm.
But they lack know-how. Well, actually, and it's just written plainly and straight right here. This is the victory that overcomes. What's the victory that overcomes?
Our faith.
So here we have a key of how we're going to overcome. Overcome in what? Overcome in this game that we're in with the Holy Ghost in this earth, where we have to accomplish things. Are you getting this? Go to Galatians. You know, people talk about, oh, you're just trying to trick. You're trying to, you know, work things in a way so that it is successful for you. Really? Oh, wouldn't that be sad? Well, no kidding. This is how you figure out a way to do it. Wouldn't it be, you know, when you find out something that works and you do it again, right? Hopefully, if you're smart enough, then, and or if you find out that something that doesn't work and you don't do that anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
You keep doing it. Anyway, so let's look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Oh, you're just trying to mock God. You're just trying to trick God. God won't be mocked. God won't be tricked. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to trick God. So don't, you know, even think that that's what I'm trying to do here by saying gaming the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He, verse 8, he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Now here we have another key to what we need to be doing, right? We know that it's faith that overcomes. We know that if we sow to the Spirit, we're going to reap from the Spirit something, and that something is everlasting life. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
People would say, oh, you're just trying to trick God into giving you something that he doesn't want to give you. No, No, we're getting ourselves in line to receive from God what he's already said he wants to give to us. And people would call that, oh, you're trying to trick God. God cannot be tricked. God isn't mocked. Think about this. Are you trying to trick your garden into giving you vegetables? Right? Are you trying to trick your lawn into giving you flowers? If you're sowing seed into it, it's the same thing that people will be saying. Oh, you're trying to trick God into giving you prosperity when I sow prosperity to the Spirit. Are you here? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to get trick God into giving you healing when I sow words of healing and faith into the Spirit? Mm-hmm. How about youth renewal? Trying to trick God into giving you some extra years. Are you tricking him? No, he won't be tricked. In fact, he said, this is the way it works. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And here's another key. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The due season is the harvest time. A lot of people give up before their harvest comes. Now, everlasting life, I've been preaching a lot on it recently. I won't go into it that much, but it seems to be throughout the scriptures that that's the thing that God gives. Now, look at here. He's saying up here that if you sow financially, you're going to reap everlasting life. I thought I was going to reap money. There must be a connection between the way God gives everlasting life and the way God gives money. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Of the Spirit, you reap everlasting life. It doesn't matter what you need, everlasting life is the thing that you reap from the Spirit. Are you here?
Yes.
Anyway, so if reaping everlasting life interests you, you've got to get serious about sowing. I'm talking about gaming the system. People that learn to sow are the same ones who learn to reap. People that don't learn to sow will take a long time before they learn how to reap, won't they? According to God. We're not tricking God. He's not mocked. We're talking about gaming the Holy Ghost. Means doing what he requires for you to do according to his rules, his techniques, his methods, in order to get the result. Mm-hmm. Say doing. It requires doing. Here we're talking about giving. We're sowing righteousness, which is speaking words of faith, worship, which is sowing, and reaping faith, which overcomes the world. Are you getting this? We're obtaining promises. Now go to second Timothy. Hallelujah. Second Timothy. You skip right past 1 Timothy and go to 2 Timothy. Well, I'm having fun anyway. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's look at verse 4. Well, let's look at verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Why would he even say that? Endure hardness. Because sometimes it looks hard. You ever get to a level in a game that looks hard and you're not going to be able to get past it? Mm-hmm. Endure. Mm-hmm. You ever come up to a place in your life, maybe you're dealing with a sickness or you're dealing with a financial thing or whatever it happens to be, and it looks hard? Mm-hmm. What does he say here? If we're going to go with the manual, the gamer's manual, we're going to have to endure. Say endure.
Endure.
What does that mean? Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep going. I could probably say that for a whole hour over and over. You'd hate it, but it would do something. Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep going. Thou endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Verse 5. You still here?
Yes.
And if a man strive for masteries, what does that mean? He strives to be a master. What does it take to be a master at anything? You got to study it. You got to really get into it. You got to apply yourself. You look for all the various ways of doing something. Are you here? If a man strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be first partakers of the fruit. So here it says, if you're striving for masteries, or you're trying to master this game with you in the earth with the Holy Ghost, you're not crowned unless you do it lawfully. Which means if you break the rules, right, you don't get the goal. They throw the flag on the field, right? Or they kick you out of the casino. But it also means, and you can read this here, it also means if you're striving lawfully, or you're striving in accordance with things that God has set up that you could do that other people may consider a trick, may consider a gimmick. Like if I tell you to go and say, my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory, and to write it on a 3x5 card and to say it all day long. It's a tool. It's a shortcut. It's a trick. It's something that will take you there quicker, right? It's a cheat code. How about using the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost? What's that do? It's like getting on the fast track. What's it, remember that shoots and ladders game? Is that what it's called? Yes. You, what do you want? You want to get on the shoot or the ladder? Why? Because it shoots you ahead. Is it cheating to get on the chute or the ladder? No. Sure, you could go all the way around if you wanted to, take the long way, and eventually you'll die and go to heaven like everybody else. I got here finally. Or you can find the chutes and the ladders that game the system. Are you here? So he that strives for masteries, he's not crowned unless he strives lawfully, or he's not crowned unless he makes use of rules and tools that are more effective than the other person. Are you here? Sometimes it comes down to that. Just somebody used a tool and used a code or a cheat code that got him there before somebody else. Are you here? Yes. All right. More than the losers. We have a lot of people that don't believe in prosperity, right? We have a lot of people that don't believe in healing. How often are they going to get healed? Maybe by accident. How often are they going to get prospered? I don't know. It's not an accident. It's that you're doing things and using things and applying techniques and tools. I wish you could hear this. You're doing something that enables you to have the promise and the thing and to overcome the obstacle and get to the place that other people couldn't get to. Why? Because you knew something that they didn't know. You used something that they didn't know. You used a technique that they didn't know about. People perish because they lack the know-how. Well, if we have more know-how and do it, then what do we get? We get to the result quicker. Are you here? Yeah. All right. You're implementing shortcuts to achieve a faster result. You're implementing a secret power-up. I know a lot of these things probably don't make a lot of sense to you, but in the gamer world, that's the things, you know, you get an extra life. You've seen this, right? Somebody's playing a game, they're not the one life left, and then I hit this one special thing and I get 4 more lives. Which means what? I can play a much longer time. I can get a higher score. Are you here? Well, there are secret power-ups in the kingdom of heaven. One of them is using the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost. And I guarantee your neighbor probably isn't doing that. What does it do? Scoot you along the shooting ladder. See, we got to find common ground so we can talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a power up. And in the board game, the shooting the ladder would be a power up. It powers you ahead. All right, for faster results. I know that, you know, talking about flying airplanes, when you go to take your various tests, you are able to use any equipment that's in the cockpit at any time. If it's in there, you can use it, meaning you can use your, you know, your any kind of directional flight thing. And even now, you know, in the G1000, I know you've got all kinds of GPS guided devices in there. Well, they weren't in there years ago, but if it's in and wired up in the cockpit, you are able to use it. Is it cheating?
No,
it's a benefit, and it enables you to do something that you couldn't do before.
Mm-hmm.
Are you here?
Yes.
Well, in this end day, we have tools and techniques and tricks. I mean, land tricks. You're trying to trick the Holy Ghost. No, I'm not. I'm just using the techniques and the tools that we have now that other people haven't had until now because they didn't know. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Glory be to God forever. So, it's His game. He set it up this way. It's His rules. He devised it this way. We're not trying to trick him into doing something. We're simply learning how to do it more effectively. Say learning,
learning.
How to do it,
how to do
more
it.
Effectively.
More effectively.
Isn't that a good thing to know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that stumbled you up before, the things that took you so long to get to this place. Now you can do it more effectively and easily. It's His game. It's His rules. He gives insider trading information to those He favors. Are you here? He shows you things to come. How's that not insider information? There's scriptures all over this. Well, we're with Him in the earth, and if He favors you, say He favors me.
He favors me.
He likes me better than anybody else. Say it. He likes me better than anybody else. Right?
Amen.
Say it again. He likes me better than anybody else. Oh, you shouldn't say that. Can you have it without saying it?
No.
You walk with the Holy Ghost in the earth by saying words.
Mm-hmm.
He prospers me. He shows me things to come. He protects me. He rebukes the devourer for my sake. Are you here? If you don't do these things, if you don't use these tricks, right? You don't use these so-called cheat codes, then you won't have it and it will take you longer. Well, maybe He doesn't like me. Well, if you don't say it, He doesn't. Well, people hate that. You can feel it. Oh, that can't be true. I'm just trying to show you how to get ahead. It's His game, it's His rules. If you do His game, His rules, His way, and you're better at it than somebody else,
mm-hmm.
then how far ahead are you gonna get?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get ahead faster, farther, quicker. Is this correct?
Yes.
Right, so don't get mad at me if I get ahead quicker. And I'm telling you, one of the techniques is worshiping the Holy Ghost. He's God in the earth today. He'll give you favor that He doesn't give somebody else. He'll give you some slack that He doesn't give anybody else. Anybody need slack? I can use quite a bit of slack. Thank you. Right? So, well, we already know He tells us straight in 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world. That's what we're talking about. We're in the earth. We're with the Holy Ghost. We have to overcome obstacles. We have to complete missions, right? We're in the earth, we're with the Holy Ghost. He tells us straight up that this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. Well, how does faith come? Do we know that? Does the manual tell us that?
Yes.
Can I therefore use that knowledge that the manual told me in order to get ahead?
Yes.
If you don't, you're an idiot, right? You're just being religious and frankly stupid. He tells you how to get faith. Faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10 verse 17, we know that, right? Well, if I need faith, and he told me faith is the victory that overcomes the world, obviously I need more faith. Well, how am I going to get more faith? By not going to the meeting, by not tuning in, by not hearing the word on the subject. Is that how? No, that's the opposite. What if I wanted to have faith for prosperity? Should I listen to the words on prosperity? Should I take 3x5 cards, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, and write down prosperity scriptures and say them and hear them? Should I?
Yes.
Do I know this?
Yes.
What if I know it and don't do it? You're going to be in the losers section.
Right?
Right? What if I say it and do it and I was a loser? Look like a loser, I've always been a loser, but I do it. What am I going to be? I'm going to be a winner. Are you here? God is no respecter of persons. You see how we started out with that? If I worship him, as in fear him, and I work the righteousness, I'm accepted. Accepted meaning I got the prize. I obtained the promise. Is this any good yet? So we know that faith is the victory, our faith, and faith comes by hearing. So really, a lot of that responsibility is up to me. I can hear as much as I want, or as little as I want. Much or little? Much or little? You get it? I can hear a lot of the word on that, and I can, my faith can grow, or I can hear very little and just have, you know, not much. Anyway, so Romans 1, chapter 1 verse 17 says the just shall live by faith. It says we overcome by faith, and the just shall live by faith. 1 Corinthians 1:21 says that's by the foolishness of preaching that God does these things. What's the foolishness of preaching? Well, you're a fool. No, I'm foolishly preaching the word, and what's in the word? Faith. I'm telling you, faith is coming for you to game the system, to game the Holy Ghost, to go ahead and to take your shooting ladder and get farther ahead this evening than you could have been otherwise. Are you here? I'm excited about it. The foolishness of preaching. Now, every word of God has within it the ability to bring itself to pass. Do you know that? Why is that? Well, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. There must be faith in every word of God. God has released his faith in that word. Well, I don't have any faith for finances. So what? How are you going to get it? By hearing, the faith comes. Say, faith comes.
Faith comes.
It just comes. How does it come? By hearing. Hearing by what? Hearing by the word. Therefore, it has to be in the word. Every word of God has within it the ability to bring itself to pass. Let me just go to Mark chapter 4. Actually, go to Matthew chapter 17. I'll take the extra time to say these things. Why should you say those things? Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. If we can learn a way, think about this. If you can learn a way to get more faith quicker and to apply your faith, what is that going to help you to do quicker? It's going to help you to get ahead faster. I'm telling you, those who learn how to game the Holy Ghost or work with the Holy Ghost, say work with the Holy Ghost.
Work with the Holy Ghost.
We'll get farther ahead faster than those who just resist. You ever heard of that? People resisting the Holy Ghost. Anyway, so Matthew chapter 17. We're getting there. Matthew chapter 17, and then let's look at verse 20. Jesus saith unto them, because of your unbelief. They said, how come we couldn't do this? Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have what?
Faith.
Faith. As a grain of mustard seed, you shall what? Say. So in order to have faith, you shall say. Now, Go to Mark chapter 4. What happens when I hear the word of God? Faith comes. What happens when I say the word of God? I hear the word of God. Are you here? You may not be able to have a preacher with you 24 hours a day. You probably don't want one. But you have you, and you can say the word of God, and faith will come. Are you here?
Yes.
Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man, who? A man should cast seed into the ground. Who should cast the seed?
The man.
The man. What's the seed here? We'll just go through this quickly. What is the seed? The word of God. What is the ground? His heart. Who's doing the casting? The man. So he's casting the seed into his heart. How do you suppose he's doing it? According to that other verse of scripture, you have to say it. Right? So here's a man. The kingdom of God is like this. What if I knew how the kingdom of God was like? Could I then use what he told me about the kingdom of God to make it work for me? Well, here is, he's telling us, so is the kingdom of God, as a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how, for the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear, and when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Are you seeing this?
Yes.
Who cast the seed into the ground? The man. What was the seed? The word. Where did he cast it? Into his heart. How did he get it in there? By saying it and hearing it. You'd think I was making this stuff up. Jesus said this stuff years ago. The kingdom is as a man who casts seed into the ground. So I talk about the magic 3x5 card. Do you know what I'm talking about with a 3x5 card? Do you know about the magic 3x5 card? It seems like magic. What you do is you write down a verse of scripture that you want the faith out of, because there's a faith in every verse of scripture. You understand that? You write it down on a 3x5 card, and then what do? You say it. And then after you've said it, what do? You say it again. And what do? Then you say it again. Now there's things in a, you know, in a, and again I'm talking about, you know, the gamers world where they're playing computer games, right? They call it mashing a button. When they're up to a certain thing, and all they got to do if they want to win in that certain situation is hit that button as much and as fast as they possibly can. Are you here?
Yes.
And the kids know. They know what I'm talking about. I don't know, maybe it's Donkey Kong or something or whatever. You know, remember those old games? Wouldn't work with Pong. Pong. But it's called mashing the button. What do? You mash that thing until it comes to pass. It's the same thing. Faith comes. That's God's promise. But you have to keep putting it in your ear. Right on the card. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And when I say it, faith comes. I'm the one who casts it into my heart by saying it. I'm the one who hears it. And I go to bed and I get up and I rise night and day. Right? You're doing that anyway. But then he said the kingdom of God will come and the harvest will come, and God won't leave you out of the loop to know when that harvest time is. It's coming. Say it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. Anyway, then you're, every word of God has it in itself. So you're gonna mash that button. Now what about what promises could I do this with? Every promise of God is already yes and amen. So he doesn't, he's not telling you what one you have to use. He leaves that up to you. Choose you this day which verse you're going to serve. You understand? Well, it sounds like you're just trying to game the system. It sounds like you're trying to game the Holy Ghost. You are, but it isn't opposing him, it's working with him to get him to be able to do what he already wants to do. Job 22. Is this any good?
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing. Job. Ooh. Job 22 verse 28. You there? Job's right in the middle of your Bible. Real close anyway. Job 22 verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing." Who does the decreeing?
We do.
You do. Thou shalt. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established to you. What shall be established to you? It, the thing that you decreed.
Mm-hmm.
Is this in your Bible?
Yes.
Is this a trick?
No.
Is it a cheat code?
No.
Is it a way to get what God wants you to have? Mm-hmm. People say, "Oh, well, you can't do that." This says you can do it. It says you decree the thing, it shall be established to you. What? It, the thing you decreed, and the light shall shine upon your path. Are you here?
Yes.
The Amplified Bible says you shall decide and decree a thing. Who does the deciding? You're the decidinator.
That's right.
Who decides what you're going to decree? Who decides what you're going to say next out of your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are you going to say? My God supplies all my needs? Or are you going to say, "Oh, it's really hard. I don't know how I'm gonna make it. We never have enough." I hate even saying that up here.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta decree the thing, and it shall be established to you, and light shall shine upon your path. Well good's the light? The light will show you how to get it done. The light will come and reveal to you how to have it happen. Are you here?
Yes.
Like it or not, you are in this game. Like it or not, that's the fact, Jack. You are in the earth, and the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and that's the game. Whether you like me calling it a game or not, it's the game of life that you're in. You may go, "Well, I want to play the Catholic game. I want to play the Baptist game where I just die and go to heaven, where everything's by grace."
Mm.
Right? I want to play, you know, the atheist game where God doesn't exist. You go play those games all you want. It's not gonna benefit you with what I'm talking about.
Right.
Or playing worldly games, which will just waste your time and you'll just get older.
Mm-hmm.
But you can play the Holy Ghost game and learn how to game the Holy Ghost, and you can get there fast. See, now I hope you can hear that it's not as sacrilegious as that sounds. I hope I made that sound right. You know, I worship the Holy Ghost, right? I'm not trying to irritate him. I'm simply saying there's things that you can do that cause him to do things for you and give you favor that'll put you ahead of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not, you are in this game, and you either learn to play it, you either learn to use the techniques and the tools and the tricks and the shortcuts. Say shortcuts.
Shortcut.
Why do you want to go the long way around? You want the shortcut. Some of the shortcuts, I didn't get into all of them. I don't know. Well, I'll pray about it. We'll see if we go beyond this. One of the shortcuts is praying in other tongues. A lot. Because you can go beyond what you understand that? You go beyond and pray beyond what your mind understands.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a shortcut? Is that a trick? Is that a technique that we use to game the Holy Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Who? 3x5 cards. It's the magic 3x5 card.
Mm-hmm.
Do it! Man, I can't tell you how many people I've counseled and talked to try to help them. And I tell them, I'll even write the card out for them, which sometimes is a mistake. You gotta put it on the card. And you say it. And you say it, and you say it, until faith comes. How much faith? Until enough faith comes to overcome that silly thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you obtain the promise. Sowing, reaping, financially. It's a technique. It's a trick. I tell you, I can't tell you how many times I've been down to nothing. I'm talking $3 or something in your bank account. And you get $100. What are you going to do with it? You sow it. Why? It's a technique. It's a trick. It's a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
and it works. And once you've learned that it works, you know where what to do when you come up to it again, and it's easier that time. Are you here? Tricks and shortcuts and techniques in walking with the Holy Ghost, like it or not, you're in this game. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. That's who you are. If you're hearing my voice, you are in the earth. I'm assuming this is not being broadcast anywhere else. You're in the earth, and the Holy Ghost is the only God in the earth today. And you can learn how to walk with him with any kind of trick or cheat code that he has and get ahead where other people don't, mm-hmm. because you've learned. We'll end with this, Hebrews chapter 6. I wish you'd end with something else. Well, Hebrews chapter 11. I'm excited about it. I like messages like this because at least then I know it's just not left up to happenstance. You know what happenstance is, right? Mm-hmm. Could happen, might not happen, I don't know. Could happen, probably won't. Who knows? Accidentally, this doesn't leave anything up to accident. I don't have to leave my walk with the Holy Ghost up to an accident. I can get up in the morning and intentionally go, hey Holy Ghost, you're God in the earth today, I worship you, right? Mm-hmm. And then I can speak in other tongues and I can declare his verses over my life and over my people's life, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't this good? Mm-hmm. Not leaving it up to accident. I've learned how to make these things work. All right, go to Hebrews chapter 11. And let's look at verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Him who?
Holy Ghost.
Him, the Holy Ghost. For he that comes to God, God who?
Holy Ghost.
God the Holy Ghost, God in the earth today, must believe that he is where? Is in the earth, just with you. Mm-hmm. He is in the earth, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently, say diligently,
diligently
seek him. What does he reward? Those who slothfully, casually, accidentally seek him? No, say intentionally.
Intentionally.
When you intentionally seek the Holy Ghost, he actively begins to move in your life and do things that you've required of him, and it doesn't displease him. According to this verse of scripture, it pleases him. Say this: Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
I worship you.
I actively, intentionally
seek you,
speak your words,
worship you,
and speak in other tongues.
And I thank you
that
you're actively
doing things
on my behalf
right now.
In Jesus' name,
Amen.